This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio starts with the weather. Forecasters in Colorado Springs say snow showers will linger. We experienced a break this afternoon, but now they're calling for more heavy snowfall again tonight and through tomorrow morning. Another 6 to 10 inches is possible for our area. Forecasters say the higher terrain areas west of I-25 can get an additional foot of snow or more. Some areas of El Paso County around Colorado Springs have received as much as 9 to 10 inches of snow already. Colorado Springs Utilities has reported multiple large power outages on the east side of the city today. Both outages have been taken care of by CSU crews, and power has been restored. An outage in the Stetson Hills area during the noon hour affected around 2,500 people. A short time later, an outage in Knob Hill affected an additional 3,000 people. Meanwhile, organizers are not going to let this spring storm rain on Saturday's parade. Parade Committee Chairman John O'Donnell says the St. Patrick's Day celebration in Colorado Springs will go on as scheduled. He's just asking you to bundle up.
I think Friday and Saturday, all the plowing and early snow melting that we're used to here in Colorado Springs will happen, and we should have a good afternoon for the parade.
This is the 40th year for the parade, and O'Donnell has helped lead the way each time. The committee has asked him and his wife to be the grand marshal Saturday. The parade starts at noon along Tejon Street in downtown, with 92 entries marching south from St. Vrain Street to Vermejo Avenue. The fun kicks off even sooner with the Petaling St. Pat's Community Bicycle Ride at 9:30 Saturday morning, followed by the St. Paddy's Day 5K race, and then the Leprechaun Fun Run for kids. A mile of power lines are being moved underground to stay safe from high winds. Brittany Harrison with Colorado Springs Utility says this project is part of ongoing work to update aging infrastructure in order to meet energy conservation demands.
This project also supports our sustainable energy plan, which puts an emphasis on investing in our infrastructure in order to create that more resilient and reliable electric grid.
Springs Utilities found the power lines were at risk of coming down during a storm back in 2021. Construction started this month along North Nevada Avenue, just south of East Fillmore Street, and will continue until July. CSU says there shouldn't be any loss of power for residents in the area during the project. Elsewhere, relief is coming soon for drivers in El Paso County. A project to repair bridge damage across Fountain Creek on South Academy is almost done. Construction started in late November near the southern border of Colorado Springs and will be done in just a few weeks. The area, already part of a widening project between I-25 and Milton Proby Parkway, which has created even more congestion. Some national news for you. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is asking for a delay in former President Trump's hush money criminal trial. Christian Marks reports.
The DA's office is requesting the trial, currently set to start March 25th, be postponed no more than 30 days. This comes following the U.S. Attorney's Office producing about 31,000 pages of additional records to Trump's legal team earlier this month. DA Alvin Bragg says the delay will allow Trump's lawyers sufficient time to review the new materials. The case centers around alleged hush money payments paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Trump has denied the allegations. Kristen Marks, New York.
Snow will pick back up in intensity across Colorado Springs through the afternoon and evening. Snow showers will also pick up in terms of snowfall rates across Monument and parts of Woodland Park and even Pueblo County as we get an additional 1 to 2 inches an hour as we move through the overnight time frame tonight and through early Friday morning. Snow bands will become a little bit lighter through the mid-morning hours on Friday before tapering off around noon. Overnight lows tonight stay in the 20s, highs only in the 30s on Friday, drying out through the afternoon, but mostly cloudy skies. for the entire day. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.